Welcome back, Dr. Mohammad Awliya. Let's continue our talk with you, sir. How green, how environmentally friendly is the MAPNA Industries Group, sir?
The mainstream of our production is in fossil power, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, MAPNA Group has entered into renewable energies.
Right.
The best example for our renewable energy is, at the moment, wind energy.
Mm-hmm.
MAPNA Group recently has commissioned its first, or the country's first, above 1 megawatt, actually 2.5 megawatt wind turbines in its farm, its own farm, which is constructed by its investment.
Where is that?
Is in the west of Tehran, nearby Qazvin, actually.
Qazvin,
yes,
right.
In Turkestan. And this is a landmark for our green development at mm-hmm. the moment. And also we have other plans to enter into other renewable energies like solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
This is a feature of green energy for green energy or green activities of MAPNA Group, but in the other side, that is our traditional manufacturing, which is fossil power generation, we are working seriously by our own R&D
mm-hmm.
In order to boost the efficiency of the machine.
Right.
You know, when we increase the efficiency of machine even by 1%, we save lots of fuel, which has a great impact on economy and also on the environment.
Right.
So in two sides, boosting the energy of our traditional equipment in fossil power, and from other side, which is developing into renewable energies like wind and solar, is our focus, our focus in MAPNA Group for energy production power.
So in a sense, you're following a twin track policy.
Yes.
Boost the efficiency of the fossil fuel section and the power generation units, and also focus on wind power and solar energy. Great.
Yes.
Dr. Awliya, tell us about the export of engineering services and equipment. How successful has your group been in that field so far, sir?
So far, most of the activities in the past years have been inside the country, but
mm-hmm.
we have had a look out to other countries. We have taken part in many tenders outside the country since many years ago, since I can say about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, we have succeeded to build power plants or offer engineering services for maintenance of the plant
mm-hmm.
outside the country, in the region, and also in south of Asia, in countries like Indonesia. And now MAPNA Group is still focusing on international opportunities as a main strategy, because the country more or less would be saturated for making the plant inside the country, and
that's right.
We have a look on the other countries, of course, in during recent years, and also in near future. The country needs, according to the policies of the new government, needs still new power plants or servicing and maintaining and upgrading the running plants. But this is one side of our activity, and the other side definitely would be taking part in international area.
Good. Dr. Awliya, isn't there a lucrative market, even regionally speaking? We have countries like Pakistan and at times Iraq suffering chronic blackouts Isn't that an area for you to actually go in and help them out?
Yes, we have been focusing especially on Iraq, also on Pakistan. But you know, this is not an easy job because.
Why is that?
Because we have very serious competition in this region.
Mm-hmm.
With actually giants of this industry in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to compete with many international companies, multinational companies that have been
doing this for much longer than you have.
Yes, exactly. And we have to take our part step by step, very gradually, in order to penetrate into market. But we have been successful in some countries, and we are striving for other countries like
so you're making
Iraq and Pakistan.
Dr. Odia, the MAPNA Group's industrial motto is dedicated to excellence.
Yes.
As a scientist, as an industrial expert working for this group, how far has this group been able to realize this goal, sir?
I think this motto inspires the people
mm-hmm.
in order to reach their goals, to make achievements in the best way that they can. This is a motto that we work with it every day, actually. I can tell most of the people working in this group are working in order to realize and to reach to excellence, actually. Excellence is a key for activities. Every single people wants to do their job best. And I think without that, without this inspiration, this could not happen. I mean the local manufacturing of equipment, development of the technologies, and all other achievements that we have already had.
Dr. Odia, you are the managing director of the MAPNA Turbine Engineering and Manufacturing Company, TOGA. Tell us more specifically about your division's roadmap, your short-term plans, your long-term plans, sir.
Yeah, as a part of the whole MAPNA group, we are manufacturing the turbines mm-hmm. mostly, and also the compressors that are used in plants, in refinery plants, petrochemical, and also for gas compression of the main pipelines of the country. This has been grown up during last year, and still we are working on that in order to improve the equipment, in order not only to satisfy the customer by reaching to our targets for delivering the product, but also for improving the equipment in order to use them in the best way and to satisfy more and more the customers. But the key for this improvement is our R&D. Our strategic focus, one of the most important in strategic focus of our company especially, is research and development, mm-hmm. investment on research and development. We have actually passed the investment of 1% of our revenue on research and development. And this has been, the speed has been increased during, I can tell, during last 5 years.
Right.
And at the moment, we are in a very good situation for investment, research and development, for training of the people, elite people that come from the best universities of Iran. And this has been the key for our success during past years and also during near future, I think.
Thank you, sir. We wish you the best of success for you and all your colleagues at NAPNA. With that, we've come to the end of this edition of Spectrum Iran. I'd like to thank Dr. Mohammad Olia, Deputy Managing Director at TUGA, MAPNA Turbine Company, for giving us the pleasure of his company. Dr. Olia, thank you for having joined us, sir.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And with that, that's all for this edition of Spectrum Iran. A special thanks to our viewers for staying tuned. Good night and God bless. Thank you, Dr. Olia.